Good evening, world. This is Joseph Tame in Tokyo. It's 1 minute to midnight on Monday, the 28th of November, 2011, and I've just got home from Tohoku. A lot happened today, a lot of experiences, but I'm just going to tell you a little bit about one of the experiences I had today. So I stayed last night in a guest house with Guy Totaro and his assistant. And that's where this photo was taken, the sunrise over Ofunato Bay up in Tohoku. Ofunato was hit by the tsunami really hard, absolutely devastated. You don't see that in this photo, this is looking the other way. Anyway, the reason I was with Guy is because Guy is an amazing guy. He's a professional clown, he's a musician, he's multi-talented performance artist, and Guy has been working with the Tyler Foundation, who I've also been working with on the website and things for quite a while. And Guy is working with the Tyler Foundation to bring smiles to the children of Tohoku, and he does this through his clown routines. And today I had the privilege of joining them in Tohoku to watch one of his sessions with a bunch of children, about 20 children aged about 5 years old in a daycare centre. And it was absolutely magical. Now, Guy had performed at that particular daycare centre before, so as soon as he arrived, or in fact as soon as his assistant arrived, the children started, they were so excited. They're, Gai-san ga kita. They were so excited. And I afterwards realised why. Guy does these wonderful, wonderful, wonderful performances. He uses magic, but magic that these children can understand. He empowers the children through enabling them to spot how it's done, and they can actually try it for themselves. And he has music in his performances, and lots of games that they all play together. And I just sat at the back and watched his performance with these children, and it was absolutely spellbinding seeing these children come to life. So excited, so interactive, and smiling and laughing, and so pleased and so happy with themselves when they were able to reproduce a trick that he'd shown them. And I was watching one little girl in particular. Now, bear in mind that these children have lived through, or are living through, the most extraordinary trauma and hardship. Maybe they've lost their parents. Maybe they've lost their whole family. Maybe their homes were destroyed. Maybe their parents, now suffering post-traumatic stress syndrome, are fighting or getting divorced. And this is happening, increasingly happening now. There's a lot of psychological problems which are only now starting to emerge. So this disaster is not over. Anyway, these children are living with this. And there was one girl, I don't know what her story is, I don't know what happened to her, but I bet whatever it was pretty horrendous. And at first, she didn't want to take part. She sat separate from all the other children. But as the session went on, and she was watching them with interest as they were playing the parachute game, and she started edging up closer, and then right next to the teacher. And then finally she put her hand on the parachute to flip it up in the air and down again. And she started smiling and laughing. And I must admit, tears came to my eyes. It was so wonderful to see what Guy was able to do with these children in the space of 50 minutes or so. He really made such a positive impact. Anyway, I'm going to be continuing to support Guy with my running and things. I have to finish now. I'm out of time. Thank you very much for listening. Bye-bye.